Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD this morning is busy searching for a serial groper on a moped. Live for Newsline from Midwood, our Glenn Chuck. Glenn, good morning.
Yeah, kind of a creepy story here to be telling about, but very concerned are the residents here. Women on guard for sure here in Brooklyn, Bridget, and I'll tell you a little bit more. This is not just one neighborhood being impacted. This has been going on for a month now, and posters from the NYPD on signs and street poles I noticed here warning about this man who's been going around on his moped. As he finds female pedestrians walking, he jumps off. He gropes their private parts and then jumps back on his moped to get away. Now, of course, women on guard and the men I spoke to here at this deli on Avenue N, where one of the incidents happened, are pretty upset.
I'm very scared.
Some idiot comes around and starts doing things like this. It's ridiculous.
The most recent incident, in fact, here, September the 10th on Avenue N, where I am here, where this man grabbed a 21-year-old woman, Bridget, in the buttocks before speeding away. We should mention August 30th, right around the time this began, he apparently attacked three women within 1 hour. In three different neighborhoods, so you can understand the level of concern the police want to track this person down. Bridget?
Yeah, Glenn, and are images of the suspect circulating?
They are, and as I mentioned, these posters and signs are going up, but again, you can get to our website as well, 1010winds.com. Police have very clear surveillance video of the suspect on that moped, and they also have a picture of him inside a bodega. Again, also very clear, and as usually, as is the case, once it gets circulated, they hope they can get him pretty quickly. Bridget?
Yeah, absolutely. Glenn Chuck on the story live for Newsline. Aaron Judge still has 60 homers, one shy of Roger Maris's American League record. How's he feeling about all of us awaiting number 61 with bated breath?
Maybe the first game at home, it was a little different because I didn't expect that. You know, like you said, I've never been in this situation. But I think after the first game with Pittsburgh, then you just kind of settle it into, you know, just think of it as a, you know, a postseason game, playoff game, and our fans are going crazy. They're on their feet. They're in on every pitch.
Oh, are they ever. Last night, the Yankees game was called, though, after six innings because of rain. The Bombers moved to Toronto tonight to play the Blue Jays. And remember, every time Aaron Judge steps to the plate, you can be part of every moment, as every Judge at bat will be heard live right here on 1010 Winds. To the Lower East Side this morning, where a smoke shop worker was shot during a dispute that spilled out of his store last night. The 36-year-old worker got into the argument with three men who entered the Orchard Street shop just after 10:30 p.m. The dispute spilled outside, and then that's where one of the men opened fire. The worker struck in the torso and left arm. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The three men fled, possibly in a black sedan. No arrests have been made. The NYPD has released images of the suspect wanted for attacking a transit worker last Tuesday inside the East 149th Street and Grand Concourse subway station. A 46-year-old male MTA conductor had just opened the train car window when a suspect came up to him and punched him in the face. The victim was transported to Lincoln Hospital in stable condition. If you've seen the suspect, call Crime Stoppers. What's the longest time you want to wait for your bus or subway?
Yesterday's rally at the Barclays Center, led by the group Riders Alliance. They're pushing for this six-minute subway interval. Buses, too, and not just at peak times. The question is, can it be done at a time when ridership is still only at about 70% of pre-pandemic levels? And the MTA saying they need more cash before they can do something like this. We spoke with the Riders Alliance, Pedro Valdez Rivera.
I know it's a tall task, but it can be done with a lot of public support and community pressure towards the state legislators, as well as Governor Hochul, especially when there's election going on.
The Riders Alliance also asking Governor Hochul to come up with at least $300 in state money to improve subway service. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, in Brooklyn.
Rosh Hashanah began last night, the holiday marking the beginning of the Jewish High Holy Days, leading up to Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. A watchdog group that monitors anti-Semitism has issued a report card which actually flunks Columbia University, NYU, and CUNY's Brooklyn College for failing to confront Jewish hatred on campus. The report, prepared by Stop Anti-Semitism, graded 25 colleges after asking students whether it's safe to be a Jew on campus. Columbia, NYU, and Brooklyn College all got Fs. Among the responses, Brooklyn College disputed the grade, a spokesman saying that report card does not take into account the steps Brooklyn College has taken to ensure that all students feel safe, including by joining Hillel International Campus's climate initiative this year to fight anti-Semitism.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.